My dad was born in North Minneapolis in 1921. When he was 2 years old, his mother took him and his two siblings to her native Slovakia to escape her husband's unbearable abuse. There, soon after, she died of tuberculosis, as did my dad's brother and his sister. And so my dad moved in with his aunt and uncle down the road. When he was 12, they decided he should return to America. So they put him on a boat where he found his way to Philadelphia and eventually to Minneapolis. He lived with cousins and he learned English. As a teen, he worked until he was old enough to join the Marines. When he came home, he got married and moved in with his in-laws. He and my mom very soon had a baby boy who, when he was 13 months old, died in a car accident. With three sons that followed, my dad was familiar with heartache and heartburn. He worked hard, always two, sometimes three jobs. But he was a relentlessly happy guy. For decades, I heard him say, "If I die tomorrow, I've had a great life." He kept saying that until he died at the age of 96. Despite my father's insistence on having a great life, it never seemed all that great to me. He suffered a lot. But he was resilient, optimistic, and content, even joyful. I inherited none of those. I got my mother's sarcasm. But my greatest inheritance is something quite more than any single quality or characteristic. While one's inherent optimism can serve them well, the less resilient are those with unrelenting pain or trauma or grief, those who live in a line of constant fight, or those with raw, open wounds, need something more durable than a sunny disposition to get through. My parents were deliberately attached to a community whose dying and rising was deliberately attached to the dying and rising of Jesus Christ. There they learned, and then I learned, and heard, and saw that any and all dying ended in new life. There we encountered a person who, despite every disappointment, says theologian Esau Macaulay, gives us a reason to carry on. There we inherited hope, Christian hope, Easter hope. That singular brand of hope is indestructible, founded as it is on the truth that resurrection is a sure thing. Sustaining that hope is demanding and requires the seasoned and well-traveled, those familiar with getting up and out of tombs. That's what well-practiced Christians do. We don't deny the darkness, but we choose not to live in it. If you came here today looking for hope, take a good look around this room. Nobody knows the trouble we, any of us, have seen. Yet here we are, witnesses to the indestructibility of hope. Here we are, the lighthearted and the heavy-hearted, all finding the heart to sing, Hallelujah, again.